I hear rumors to the effect that Kool-Aid is served from 55-gallon oil drums down in the palace at Mar-a-Lago, where the president in exile holds court. A steady stream of Republicans in more than name only drink directly from the drums, ignoring the oil slicks on the surface, while Mr. Big Pants nods approvingly. Or, in a few instances, hilariously screams, "You're fired!" before summoning the next contestant. All the right-wing power brokers line up at the front gate, waiting their turn, terrified they might offend his mightiness and lose an endorsement. This is the state of politics in America. Thank God we can be diverted by the Russian onslaught of Ukraine, a war that makes Sherman's march through Georgia look like a Boy Scout outing. Oh my, the bad, bad Putin is threatening the democratic institutions of Europe. What can be done? What can be done? Or inflation. What about inflation? Why doesn't Sleepy Joe do something about inflation? Meanwhile, in hearings and courtrooms, in the mainstream press, his importance is being sued, litigated, investigated, and probably eventually indicted. No matter to the legions who believe, who think the fat man behind the curtain is really Oz the Magnificent, who would vote for him a third time despite two impeachments and an endless stream of tax evasions, incitements for insurrection, and plenty of testimony from his sexual abuse victims. Parse it, explain it, hypothesize, draw your own conclusions. The sad, sorry truth is a goodly part of our population, our neighbors and relatives, believe the lies and mumbo-jumbo they read in Facebook. I don't like to say it too loud. Sure don't want to irritate the already irritated masses, but the deplorables are winning. The Republican Party thinks they can ride this tiger, play on their fears and their anger, and still maintain control of their agenda, whatever that is these days, other than obstructionism. They forget all too soon that the mob in the Capitol January 6 was calling for Pence to be hanged. The guillotines might be coming back.